Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with the Magnitude exploit kit. This is an exploit kit that has been seen over the last almost year or so being distributed via exploited WordPress sites. One interesting feature here is the host names of the sites that host the exploit kit. Of course, all these host names resolve to the same IP address, but the host names themselves include information and a number of different labels, up to 10 labels we have seen. They all end in the .in for India top level domain and are rather ephemeral as far as the time to live of these particular hostname goes. I'm not aware of an easy way to block these kind of host names with so many labels. They're certainly abnormal and maybe something that you may want to consider filtering. But if you find a way to do that, let us know. And then we got an interesting detect that one of our readers, James, sent in. He installed the Foxit PDF reader on his iPhone. Foxit, it's a popular alternative to the various Adobe PDF readers. And as typical, when he installed on his iPhone, the reader prompted him for permission to allow sending telemetry back to Foxit to, of course, make the application better. He clicked no. Nevertheless, the application did send a bunch of JSON data back to an advertising company. This included things like, for example, device ID, Wi-Fi information, like SSID and channel used. So quite a bit of information that could be used to identify the user. Now, Foxit also makes a desktop application that is quite popular among Windows users. Haven't had a chance yet to download it to figure out if it sends back similar information. One way to block these requests, of course, would be to blacklist DNS lookups for the domains that are used by these advertisement companies. Not sure if there is sort of an authoritative list. OpenDNS may have a feature that allows you to do that. And one problem we have seen with a number of modern web applications, and apparently WordPress suffers from this problem, is that APIs frequently don't enforce brute forcing protections. When you go to a normal web application, you try to log in multiple times using the wrong username and password, you may get locked out or the application may respond slower. Instead, attackers are now using XML RPC calls against WordPress in this example to do their brute forcing. This has a couple of advantages. First of all, of course, you have less of a lockout problem here, but then it's also a lot easier to digest the result because, of course, web services are built to be automatically consumed, and a lot of the ambiguities that you run into if you're trying to do this via screen scraping from the actual web application don't exist. And of course, in particular, in systems like WordPress, sometimes users use captchas or so to prevent brute force attacks. All of that is not going to work with web services. And for Firefox users out there, there is a new version, Firefox 31. It does fix at least three critical vulnerabilities that can be used to execute arbitrary code. So time to patch, but typically Firefox does that pretty much on its own. And some Chinese researchers came up with an interesting way to escalate privileges on Android. Essentially, what their application does is it just uses the phone's speaker in order to send voice commands to the phone itself. And with that functionality, a malicious application, for example, could bypass some of the restrictions imposed on applications and, for example, dial a number, even though the application doesn't really have the capabilities or the privileges to dial a phone number. Quick fix to prevent this from happening is to keep the phone locked. Of course, I hope you would hear the phone talking to itself and doing things like that, which of course you may then be able to disrupt. I would imagine that similar exploits do work for other voice control systems as well. Apple, for example, requires that the home button is being pressed before you send any voice command, or in other cases, for example, OS X requires that you either press a specific key or first say a specific keyword in order to activate voice control. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.